Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Poopy been a peeper, yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace. What up, family? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotel, my brother down in Asalaamu Alaikum. This is Mufasa Ra.
Yes, indeed, and we are Collective Minds Radio. We back again, y'all, another week. This is the second week in May, so we kind of rolling through. Oh, 2020, we approaching, you know, the halfway point here in a little bit. So, yeah, we here, family. You know, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. And before we get started, Queen Rydra and Brother Mufasa, how was y'all week? And do y'all have any announcements for us?
I had a busy week, great week, no complaints, like always. Just a special shout-out to all the mothers. I know we was off last week for Mother's Day, so we didn't get a chance to acknowledge the mother. So once again, happy Mother's Day. And that's my only announcement.
Yes, indeed. Shout out to all the mothers. We was off. But, yeah, to all the mothers, you know, we appreciate you and we love you. You feel me? So, yeah, my brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? Mm-hmm. And do you have any announcements for us?
Yeah, all is well. I had a good week. Shout out to, again, to, like Roger said, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. We missed you last week. Happy Mother's Day to the mother fathers, you know, everybody. But every day should be Mother's Day. So we're going to celebrate motherhood every day. Of course, last week was a, you know, special where everybody could come together and celebrate. But let's try to celebrate our mothers every day. If you still got a mother that's living in the land, she's still alive, you know, give her flowers and let her know you love her every day, because you never know when she's gone, and you only got one. So that's my special message for today.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's a good message for the folks to take home. But, yeah, family, we back in the building. We are Collective Minds Radio. This is not a spectator sport, so hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. So, yeah, family, what we got a few things on the table. I know a lot of people was mentioning this brother, Kevin Samuels, you know, the past few weeks, who I guess he's like a dating coach or image consultant. I'm sorry?
I said, right, speaking of Mother's Day.
Right, right. Speaking of Mother's Day, so I guess
the
brother Kevin Samuels, he has a YouTube following or whatnot, or he's on social media, you know, and I guess he's a dating coach or image consultant or dating guru or whatnot. But from what I understand, him and Dr. Umar had a disagreement about some things, and I think Dr. Umar was talking about how, you know, he talks to black women and whatnot. And, you know, they were kind of going back and forth. But a lot of people have been discussing his tactics. So we're going to address that here today on Collective Minds, you know, and see if, you know, do Queen Raja or does any of the listeners, you know, listen to Kevin Sanders? Have you ever heard of him? And what do you think about his approach as it comes to, you know, I guess, image consulting or helping, you know, black women navigate the dating scene? I guess black men and black women, but majority black women, you know, navigate the dating scene. And I think we got a clip, if I'm not mistaken, Roger. So I guess we could run the clip and then we could, you know, share our thoughts and whatnot.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, this clip is just going to give you some insight of some of his tactics, how he speaks, some things like how he feels about women, in particular, the black women. Okay, so what is this going to, this is just a little over 2 minutes, so you'll kind of get an understanding of this young man and look him up later.
He's not business-minded like my father and my uncle and...
Then why did you choose to make a baby with him before you got married?
Young and dumb. I was 16.
Exactly,
was
and that cost. See? Yeah. That young and dumb shit, let me stop you right here. That young and dumb shit you black women throw out as if it's supposed to get... Listen and listen well, women. Young and dumb is not a get-out-of-jail-free card. It doesn't go woof and change the fact. You still have to carry that consequence. And men are not rushing up to be stepfathers to 13-year-olds. What would be better is if you honestly sat down and asked yourself, what value can I bring to a man?
And I know that, what I can.
Well, all right. What can, what value, what is it?
What is it?
Hmm?
I can help him with his business. I'm very business minded on the end of helping organize. And I plant into planting my own garden, so I can definitely plant into improving my elegance with just self-improvement and working on myself. And
ma'am, at 35 years old, at 35 years old, here's what you told me. I can help him with his business. Due respect, ma'am, and I mean no disrespect, but 20 to 30% of people own businesses. What about the 70 to 80% of men who don't own them? That means that doesn't matter. That means nothing to the average man. Then the next thing you said, I can plant. Ma'am, that means nothing to most people because we go to grocery stores. Then you say self-improvement. I gave you a shot at saying what you have to offer to men, and you said nothing that we value.
What do you
Book a session. I'm not doing this. Nope. I'm done. I've tried to go around, but this is happening. The older you ladies get, the more you get set in your ways. Book a session because I don't want to do this in public, man. Because you seem like a sweet woman, but you don't. But you're not getting it.
You're being so mean.
I'm not being, don't tell me I'm being mean. I'm about to be mean. I get tired of you broads telling me I'm being mean because you cannot handle the goddamn truth. You called my show on a day that you ain't even supposed to be here. And I honored the call and sat here and tried to help you. And I'm telling me I'm being mean. Get the fuck out of my phone. I'm tired of y'all doing this shit.
All right.
Oh, wow.
I ain't see nothing wrong with that.
Ooh. Man, we'll let you take it, Mufasa. So what you think about?
No, go ahead. You let Roger go first.
You ain't got to go out on.
I know you do see something wrong with it. I'm sure you do. We don't know which way Brother Kev, so, I mean, let's go around the table like we normally do.
Okay. That's all right with me. I don't have a problem.
Well, yeah. So based on what we heard, we just got a little snippet to look to. We just got a little 2-minute clip of the brother Kevin Samuels, you know, basically his platform and how he does his coaching or relationship advice, image consulting and whatnot. So, Queen Rydra, based on what you heard and based on the research that you've done, you know, on this brother, what do you think about his tactics, you know, as far as helping, quote-unquote, helping black women get in relationships or whatnot?
Okay, I don't think he's actually here to help the uplift the black woman. I don't think he's here to do that. Not judging off his tactics. Or his tactics are just not the best. And maybe he also needs some coaching himself. But I think he tears women down and he destroys them. Actually, I also think that, because I had never heard of the guy. He's very new to me. And Mufasa actually introduced me to him some weeks ago, maybe a month ago, probably. So within this amount of time, I've been trying to understand the young man and try to give him a fair assessment. And I've looked at numerous videos, and they're all the same. I think he's very one-sided with his views and his viewpoints. And I think he's very – I don't think it's – I don't condone just being rude to people. And I think his method is very rude and degrading. And he lumps all women into the same category. And you heard him just on the clip. He said, "You black women." He didn't define what type of a black woman. It's like he's like a Tommy Sotomayor, in my opinion. He lumps all and criticizes all black women. I'm a black woman. I have daughters that are black. So, and I have a black mother. So he's talking to black women. He's not talking about a certain type of woman. The things that he complained about, they are just character issues. It doesn't mean that you black. It's just issues that people may have, whether you black, white, or whatever. But he takes, just like Tommy Sotomayor, he'll take what's negative and say, "You black women," and say it, and accuse all black women of this type of behavior and these traits and these characters. And I don't think his method, I don't think he's coming to really try to help. I think he's found a niche that's controversial that brings people to his platform. So he's just building a brand, and he's putting up with this front because what he's saying is bringing his platform, giving his platform more exposure. So I don't think he can really care less about the black woman. To me, it's more so about him building this brand, and he found a way to get people to his platform, and so he's just going with it. So I think it's really about money and him building his brand. He don't give 2 cents about no black woman. And I just, when I listen to him, he just sounds very angry because he sounds like he's mad that he's a man. He doesn't like his role as a man. And he seems like he criticized women for having the role that women have. But it's just so many issues that I have with him outside of him just sounding like an angry baby or a little girl whining all the time about what women do. And I I can go on further, but I think I've made my point about him, and so I can just pass it to Mufasa because I'm just not impressed with Kevin Samuels.
Yes, indeed. There it is, Queen Rydra. Broke it down. So you obviously had a problem with the video, with the audio or whatnot and his approach. So we're going to ask our brother Mufasa, you know, what do you think about the brother platform? What do you think about his approach to talking to women? And, yeah, what are your thoughts on the brother Kevin Samuels?
Okay. Before I answer, I did want to ask Raju just a couple of questions specifically dealing with that clip. In that particular clip, what did he tell her directly that was wrong?
Well, I didn't really want to play too much of the clip because we have a, you know, the show, we still have to allow time for discussion. But I think it is.
Well, you can just go on that part, just the part that you played.
Okay, well, the reason I played that part is just really to highlight how he lumped all women into one category and by saying that's the problem with you black women. I was really just highlighting that part and then highlighting how rude and dismissive he is speaking with people. That's the problem with you broads and just how degrading he could be. So that's really what I was highlighting in there. It wasn't necessarily to say what he was saying at that particular time was just so wrong. Because I feel like even with the women that calls into his shows, I do think that they're weak women. And I don't think that they really handle themselves properly. I don't think that they're not talking to him well enough. So I don't think that they're communicating. And even with the lady on the clip that I played, I think she had a underlying hidden motive, too, that wasn't genuine why she called in. So it's like they look, these weak women to me, that seem like they're just looking for him to validate them. So I can't, in that particular clip, it wasn't for me, I wasn't playing it because he necessarily said something wrong per se. I was highlighting other things. But what I will say this, though, what I did think was wrong about what he said in the clip was how degrading he was, you know, by saying broad. I thought that was just overkill. And saying, get the F off of my phone, you called it. So that's what I thought was wrong about it.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'll start by saying, I've been listening to this guy, and yes, he can be a bit obnoxious and a little rude. You know, but sometimes I think, sometimes you have to give it to people straight up, raw and uncut, no filter. And some of these things that he say to this woman, he just basically just ripping the Band-Aid off and telling him what it is. You know, when he asked her, like, what did she have to offer? And she was saying, you know, help him with his business. He probably don't, at this point in the game, the type of man she's looking for, probably don't need no help from her with his business. That's not what he's looking for her for. And like he said, she's bringing a teenage child to the relationship also, that he have to stepfather. Again, a lot of these men that's out here, unfortunately, do not want to deal with other people's children. That's just a sad reality. Her saying self-improvement, I didn't understand that part. I mean, you can work on self-improvement by yourself. So a lot of these women that call in and these women that he be talking to, they're looking for a man of a certain stature. You know, they want a man making six figures. They want him to look good. They want him to be fit and all this stuff. So what Kevin Samuels is telling them is, okay, you want a man on level 10. What is it about you why do you even deserve a man on level 10? And that's why he'd be going at them so hard like that. So he was asking her, basically, what you bring to the table that make you deserve a man of that stature. Maybe you should lower your expectations, because when you look at it, you're really not bringing much to the table. You're really just bringing a debt. That's all she bringing is a debt. Help with his business. He probably already got a business. Maybe she just focus on her business. He might not need that. But a lot of these women, like I say, they looking for a man that's making this, that, and at this high level. But they don't have anything to offer that says, hey, you deserve somebody at that level. So, yeah, he go at them a little hard and bust them down in order to try to get them to realize, you know, if you're a five, maybe you need to just settle for a man that's a five yourself. Maybe you need to humble yourself because, you know, in some of his videos, he always say, like, and which is this true, we come from the no scrubs culture. Women has bashed men all the time. You know, I don't want no scrub. I don't want a man who ain't got this. I don't want a man who ain't got that. He got to be a certain way. He got to be able to, you know, to tear me up in the bed. You won't got all these high expectations of the man. But what am I getting from you? Tell me what am I getting for you that deserves that you should be getting all my resources? I got to take care of you. Take care of the children you have with somebody else. You just a bill. So I understand the type of women he's talking to. Now, I do agree with you. Sometimes he get a little carried away, like he said in this one. He did group when he said, you black women. Okay, that was wrong. You cannot group all black women into one bundle because it's not the case. I do understand that he's speaking to a certain type of woman. And that can offend a woman who's not like that when you say, hey, I'm talking, you know, black women. A woman who's not like that, yeah, you're going to offend her. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. You have to be careful of your language. But the certain type of women that I know that he's talking to, they need a reality check because they be high and mighty. Like I said, they want this man at this level, but they ain't got what you bring? You ain't got nothing to offer. You know, so they need some humbling. They need a little knocking down. And some of these women that call in who do humble themselves and listen, he has helped. He's helped a few women. You know, some women who called in that I've heard, he'll ask them, okay, what happened in your last relationship? And they'll say, you know, I left. And he'll be like, okay, well, did you remarry? And they like, no. You know, you just sitting back. You got rid of your husband for whatever reason. You kicked him to the curb for something better, which never came along. So why didn't you just realize what you had was probably on your level and work through that stuff? It's always these women that's kicking these men to the curb, and they out here living single. You know, are struggling now, and they still want, you know, I want a man that's six figures. He ain't going to cheat on me. He got to be faithful to me. And that's the other thing he hit him with, too. They're like, okay, you want him to be faithful to you. You want this successful man to be faithful and loyal to you. But when I break you down, your looks and what you bring, why would he want to be faithful to you? I mean, his other... is more attractive women that's going to be coming on him all the time. So, okay, if he, like in his words, say exercise is an option to tap one of these women, just realize it is what it is. Okay, as long as he's still keeping you happy and taking care of you because you ain't really bringing nothing to the table, just be happy. Be happy that you still got your mate. That you can, you know, be at home.
That sounds very weak-minded for a woman to be like, that's all I got you to do. I mean, I wouldn't encourage no female to feel like that. And I'm glad you addressed the real issue by him because you saying that you know that he's talking to a certain group of women. I don't know if he knows that because he clearly says out his own mouth, that's the problem with you black women. So I don't know if you is part of this man inside of him or y'all have some type of other connection going on that you are so clear and sure that he's only talking to a certain type of woman. Now, obviously by what he's saying and the things that he is accusing, one can conclude, I guess, that, yeah, he's talking about a certain group of people. He thinks he's talking about black people because he says that over and over again. There was plenty of clips I could have uploaded where he's saying this over and over again. Every clip I've listened to since day one when you introduced this guy to me, he has said that's the problem with you black women. So he thinks and feels that his criticism applies to all black women when, of course, smart people with the brain know that it doesn't. So
he must not be a smart person with a brain, because he is still lumping every woman in there. And it's a character thing. It has nothing to do with color. The same thing that he talks about, it applies to not just black women. It applies to a certain, like you said, a certain type of woman, not a certain color. It's a certain type of a person, a character. And he doesn't do that. He capitalized.
I just want to add this real quick. I have seen him. I have seen other ethnicities of, you know, women call in. I'm seeing white women, Latino women. It's other women that call in. They didn't got the business, too. So I think because he is a black man, you do get a majority of black women that call in. You know, and, of course, you know, we're the drama. We're the drama type of people anyway. We love drama. So, you know, we gravitate to that. Now, that is true. Black people gravitate to drama. Overall,
yeah, but I'm not talking about, when I'm talking, I'm not talking about the callers per se. I'm talking about him and his views. And when he talk, when he go to call himself correcting a woman, just like he said in the clip I played, that's the problem with you black women. He says that all the time. And let's keep it real. He's not the only man that does that. We've had conversations off air with just people in our small group, one the two people in particular, that feels the same way. So this is not an uncommon issue. It's just sad and unfortunate that his, just call it what it is. His view is what it is. He is accusing all black women of this. Just like Tommy Sotomayor, just like other people who we
what
have spoken
to.
Still, I disagree with
what
that.
About
I,
really the majority?
I think it's a character thing. You know, I think it's applied to some women. Just like you said, some women is like this. You didn't put a color on there. You said some women. Women is of all colors. So that's just what it is. But he picks and targets black women, and that's what. And if you're going to target someone, if black women are going to be your target, then I don't think that you're coming to help us or anything like that. I think you're marketing and you're just capitalizing off of it. You know, you're trying to point out things, and you just found that it's a controversial thing, so people come to the platform to talk. So he's just using it as a way to make money. So I think he's just capitalizing off of something that people is going to, you know, call and challenge him on. I don't think he cares nothing about black woman. And do you know if he's even married or in a relationship? Has he ever said?
He is divorced.
I think
he is divorced, and I believe he just, I hate to put the words in his mouth. Maybe he just kind of playing around right now. He claim, I mean, he say he date. He go out on dates and he date women, but as far as a straight-up relationship, nah, I don't believe he is in one. I think he's just dating.
I didn't think he was anyway. So I was just wondering.
So probably what it is because he obviously is the type of man who feels that he is high value and he has the option to cheat, that, you know, women, a lot of women, you know, and with that, I mean, outside of the whole Kevin Samuels thing, we've had the discussion about poly and cheating and stuff like that, and I know, for the most part, women don't want to be sharing a man, so that could be an issue. As well, I don't know. I can't speak on that part.
Also, for the most part,
but
men don't
want
to share
that.
A woman. And likewise,
yeah, you know.
The most part, men don't want to share a woman either. So it's like,
yeah.
You know.
You know, we went through, I could break that down as far as the science and all that. We've been down this road. We don't want to go off track here now.
But that's a true statement. For the most part, women don't want to share a man, and for the most part, men don't want to share a woman. So that's just a true statement. We can get to the logistics later, but that's true.
Yes, indeed. And
I'm gonna sum it up real quick and pass it to you so you can tell us what you thought about the clip. I didn't see nothing wrong with the clip other than he was grouping. He grouped that, you know, all black. But the problem was you black women. I didn't like that. I think the other parts of it, he was just giving it to her raw and uncut. How she needed to hear it, you know, so she could do some self evaluation of herself. But that was only issue I had. Well, other than that, I think, like I said, these women need to hear it straight up. So I pass it to you, my brother.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, family. If you just joined us, this is Collective Minds. We are having an open discussion. But we have, you know, come up on this topic of the brother Kevin Samuels, who has the, you know, he has a social media following. I assume it's a lot of women that follow his channel, but we heard a clip earlier of him, you know, kind of, I guess, giving consulting or relationship advice to this caller on his stream or whatnot. And for me, like, the brother just kind of came up on my radar, so I kind of, you know, checked out a few things that people were sending. But it's not really, like, for me, you know, I think y'all both agreed that he talks to a particular, you know, type of women. I think his platform is, you know, mostly for women, and he speaks to a particular type, so it just never really crossed my radar, really held my attention to be, you know, watching the brother. But as far as this specific clip, though, I will say, you know, I think the brother was a little bit disrespectful, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Now, if she likes to be talked to like that, that's, you know, that's a different thing. But, you know, I'm with our brother Mufasa when he say, you know, people need to hear the hard, brutal truth. But I don't think you don't have to be disrespectful when you disseminating the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But so I just felt like it was a little bit disrespectful, you know, in my opinion. You know, was he making some good points? Yeah, probably. But I didn't like Roger said, the way he was kind of lumping black women in, and, you know, he was getting kind of real frustrated and, you know, cussing at the woman, telling her to get off my line with that BS and all. You know, it was just kind of a bit extra. So for me personally, you know what I'm saying? But again, the brother has a huge platform, so obviously somebody likes it. You know, this type of coaching, quote unquote, relationship coaching or whatnot, it appeals to people. You know what I'm saying? It appeals to people. And then you have people on the other end who say, okay, the brother might be going a little bit too far. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I don't like the fact that he lumps, you know, black women, and he kind of makes it seem like all black women do this and do that, which I don't agree with. You know what I'm saying? So as far as me personally, I don't, you know, I'm not into the brother's platform like that. So I don't necessarily watch it, and I think his approach is a little extra, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I just leave it right there. You dig what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not really a fan. I ain't seen too much of the brother's work or whatnot. But what I have seen, you know, he does come off as a little, you know, a little angry, a little, I don't know. I want to kind of say,
he like a little girl.
You know, I don't want to say feminine. But, yeah, he kind of comes off as,
and he whines like a little girl.
Somewhat emotional. And I think women gravitate towards that.
They share the same energy.
But yeah, it's kind of like a little catty energy a little bit. But, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, the brother got a following, but it's just not really my cup of tea, you know. But yeah, I digress.
Let me ask y'all a quick question. Why is it that we don't say these same things though when women go hard about what they like and don't like and what they want? Like I say, just going back old school with the song like Skrillz, and there's been plenty of songs since then. And women are harsh when they telling it what they don't like with a man. We don't
talk
about
that. So you're saying that men supposed to be like women?
No, but what I'm saying is, fair exchange ain't no robbery. If a woman can go hardcore and tell men what they want, I think a man should be able to speak his mind and say what he wants.
Nobody's saying that a man can't express what they want. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the way that he's expressing himself, rude and demeaning and disrespectful to black women only.
Women haven't done that?
Huh?
You're saying women don't do that? Women don't do that? They get a pass when they do it.
So you saying a man should act like a woman?
No, I'm saying if they get a pass, the man should get a pass too.
So if a man act like a woman, it should be okay.
They're not acting like a woman. Also, so that's a woman's trait then to downgrade and bash black men. That's what you telling me. That's the trait of a woman.
No, that's not what I'm telling you. But
that's not acting like a woman. But that's not acting like a woman then. So when they do it, when they do that,
Slow down and back yourself up. Let's get clear, because you said, what I can recall, two different situations. So let's slow it down and back it up and start over, and I can break down and I can tell you why I said that. I can put it into context and why I said so are you saying he act like a woman? Because from what I can recall, just in case I heard you wrong, let's just stop, back it up, and start over from what you first asked. Let's just start over then.
I said, why do we give women a pass when they speak their minds?
Speak their minds or be degrading? Because to me, that's two different things. Because there's nothing wrong with a woman speaking their mind, and there's nothing wrong with a man speaking their mind.
I've heard women talk the same way about men that he talk about females, and I don't hear the backlash that they're being degrading. They get
in
a handicap. That's right.
Give me an example so I can know what you mean, what you're talking about. Because I don't think there's nothing wrong with anybody speaking their mind. I have a problem with if people are going to be rude and disrespectful to someone.
Well, I gave you the one example of that old school song, Skrillz, and there's plenty of other music, talk shows or whatnot, where women say, all these broke ass niggas out here. I ain't gotta do this for a nigga. And nigga can't do this, nigga. Broke nigga that, broke nigga this. That's downgrading. That's bashing men.
I think a song.
I mean, they do it a lot.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I don't want to cut you off because I want to answer this. But I want you to finish first.
Yeah, I'm just saying, women do it a lot. Women beat up on men too. And the only question I'm saying is, why do women get a pass when they do that, when they talk like that? Why they get a pass? But Kevin Samuels is going hard on them and everybody in their feelings, especially women. But it's men that's in their feelings too. Like, I think it's because it's a shock. It's a shock and a slap and a wake up that a man is saying it to the women so hard. Women have gotten away so long with just beating up on men. And when somebody pointed back in their face and put the mirror back on them, they don't like it. It's like, ooh, it's a shock.
damn, maybe I do need to do better. Maybe I am putting myself too high up on the pedestal. They don't like it. Women don't like it. But they can tell us all the time, we got to have this amount of money. We need to be in the gym lifting weights. We need to be sculptured. We need to be 6 foot tall or better. You know what I'm saying? We get bashed all the time. And I think women get a pass for it.
Okay, so again, it sounds like you're just mixing two different things up. Because on one end, you're saying bash, and on the other, when you leave with your examples, you're just saying what women and men express. Like I said before, I don't have a problem with a man expressing what he expects or would like from a woman. That's fine. He's supposed to do that. There's nothing wrong with a woman expressing what she wants from a man. She wants to say, okay, I want a man that has this and have that. That's fine. But it's the degrading part. It's the bashing part. And I don't think women necessarily get passes, and I surely don't see it as a shock that now a man is degrading a woman, like he the first man that degraded a woman. We've been getting degraded forever. When has it ever not been like that? They call us bees and all kinds of stuff if you want to speak up about songs. So we have always been degraded. So it's not a shockwave that, oh, my gosh, we're being degraded. No, that's not a shock. That's something that happens that we have to tolerate and deal with for the longest. And that's why it's probably what you're seeing as accepted from women is because it has been like that for so long toward women that now – within the last decade or so, a couple of years, that now women is being more expressive and being more and mimicking how men treat women. Now, it's probably nobody saying much now, but it wasn't always like that. The Scrub song, the reason why he mentioned that, because I heard him mention that stuff in that talk when he was talking to Joe Button, them or whatever this boy name is. Yeah, that's okay. I don't want no Scrub. Mm-hmm. That is brought up.
Did you just call him a little boy?
Joe.
See Ron? See? Yeah, you called that man a little boy. That wasn't nice.
Okay.
That was
Joe,
nice.
The Joe
see how,
guy.
See how
okay,
see,
the Joe guy, whatever his name is, the Joe guy. He was on the Joe show, and they mentioned the Scrub song. And like I said, it was brought up probably mainly because it was one of the first songs that hit where women was finally speaking out about expressing themselves because it has been done toward women for so long before that. So that's why the song even went big, because of that. If otherwise, it wouldn't have probably even made it that big, but it was something new and different outside the box as a response to how women have been getting treated all the time. Kevin ain't doing nothing no different when it comes with, if you want to talk about the degrading part, we've been getting degraded all the time. Pimps and all that type of stuff, they treat, come on now, come on. And I was getting ready, you asked something else too, but I can just leave it there because I'm lost where I was at trying to clear all that up.
Brother Kev, some light on this situation. Help us out, brother.
No,
Kev.
I'll let
make
you,
it plain.
Please. I'll let you respond. Yeah, for real, because I mean, like, I really don't have a horse in the race. You know what I'm saying? I think some of the clips are funny. You know that the brother be doing. But for me, it's not my cup of tea, but it's like if they, people want to listen to it and they like that type, you know, of
they like to hear
this
black man, black women out there, and that's all on them.
Yeah, I guess some people like it. So, you know, it is what it is. I would really like to see, you know, some real work from the brother if he's ever helped, you know, some women get in relationships or, you know, what type of feedback does the brother get? I'm not sure, but I think that'd be interesting to know. Like, has he helped some women change, you know, their attitudes and whatnot, or, you know, go out here and really, what's that?
Yeah, I've seen some women call in and thank him. I've seen women thank him for call in and say that he helped them in their relationship. And also, real quick, too, just so y'all know, before he started, he just recently started talking about women, making videos toward women. At first, he was making them for, you know, for men, talking about clothes and different fragrances and colognes and stuff like that. He just veered off into this lane here of talking to the women. And then when he started doing that, boom. That's where all this popularity came from.
Gotcha. All right. Well,
and then he does say book a session, and he do say book a session. So I think he counsels some of these women privately.
Right.
If you book a session. You going undercover? You going deep cover?
All right. Hey, we gotta let us know how that turned out, Queen Roger.
Right,
you gotta let us know how that turned out.
Only thing he does is he judges people on their image. He asks how tall they are, what's their dress size, so he can see if their body size and all that, and then kind of judge them off of that, and how much money they make if they single, those little type of things, right? How many kids you have and all that, if you haven't been married and all that. He ain't really talking about number. Yeah, he has said that women have, you know, thanked him. So perhaps, like I said, you know, there are weak women out here, and there are women that need help. So it's not like women are perfect. So it's like, hey, if he's helping somebody, that's fine, whatever.
Right.
You got weak women out here, just like you got weak men.
Yeah, this is true. All right. Well, we touched on young Kevin Samuels. This is Collective Minds Radio. We about to get to the call lines in 1 second. I know it was something else in the news about the vaccines. It was about the vaccines. Where they say, I believe that people don't have to wear masks if they got the vaccine. Is that true? So they've been, you know, putting this vaccine. I've been trying to get people to take it. They've been having some issues. There's three companies, I believe, that do the vaccine, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and Moderna. And so they were saying that people who got the vaccine don't need to wear masks anymore. So, you know, I don't know how I feel about that. It's been a lot of information that's been coming out, and it seemed like it switched every other day or whatnot. I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest. You know, because I'm still go wear mine, you know, because it's still required in places. You know what I'm saying?
If you're fully vaccinated, then you don't have to wear it.
Right, so how do you know that you're fully vaccinated?
Exactly. That's what concerns me, because now remember some months ago they were talking about the vaccine passport, and you know when you get your vaccine they give you a card. So it could be at some point they're going to make it where you're going to have to start showing that somebody may roll up on you if you don't have no mask on, like the police, excuse me, can I see your card because you don't have your mask on. So it could get to that.
Right. Who knows with this thing? You got any thoughts on that, Brother Mufasa?
I'm going to be on the outside looking in, I guess. I ain't getting no vaccination.
Right.
That's just
you're going to be on the inside looking out. On the inside looking out at everybody else, because if you ain't got your vaccine, they're going to make us stay in the house at one point. You're going to be in the inside of your house looking outside.
And then I'm like, and these vaccinations, have any of them been fully FDA approved yet?
Yes.
I don't think
they have been.
Oh, they haven't?
Oh, have they?
I thought those three
no,
were.
I didn't think they had been.
No, all three of them, they're not FDA approved. No, they're not.
No.
I don't believe
no.
It may be one of them that is, but I don't think. Yeah, it may be one, but
because
yeah,
that
what
takes
I heard,
time.
I don't think they was.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
they
yeah,
weren't fully FDA approved.
Oh, okay, I don't know why I thought that. Okay. Well, I know a lot of times you got people with blood clots. They have people that's been paralyzed permanently, blindness, deaths, of course. What else?
Y'all seen the videos where the people been sticking the magnet on their arm and saying that, I guess, the vaccine got lead in it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a couple of them videos been going around. So, you know, who knows what's up with this thing, but, and nobody knows the long-term effects, what's going to happen in a year, 2, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. You know, nobody knows.
But they predicted more blood clots and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. So, you know,
stroke.
If you took the vaccine, I feel for you. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't take the vaccine, you still got a shot. I mean, you still got a chance. I didn't mean to say shot, but so you still got a chance. So we'll see how this thing plays out. They're starting to loosen up. I know a lot of the places starting to open back up, concert venues, and I think movie theaters and things like that starting to open back up. So, you know, unless another wave comes, you know, this fall or next winter or whatnot, I can see things opening back up here by next year. You know, by 2022. So we'll see how things go. Anything else happen this week that y'all wanted to touch on before we hit the call line?
Yeah, I say this real quick. Gas prices are still going up. And I told y'all, when soon as we got Trump out of there and Creepy Joe and them came in, the great saviors, I told you, gas prices was going to go high. That takes money out of the regular people's, everybody's pocket.
Right.
You know, especially if you know, the person that got to commute a long way to work, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's taking money out of my pocket. These gas prices are ridiculous. Now, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you got this gasoline hike, what you call it, where they tapped into the gas pumps, and they messed up all the gas pumps on the East Coast. Yeah, on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't hear about that? The gas shortages on the East Coast because they didn't tap into the pipelines and stuff. So, all this stuff all come up. Yeah, you got people.
Yeah, I know Atlanta.
A gas shortage on the East Coast.
Yeah, Atlanta had a shortage.
Yeah,
I think they said it kind of opened back up, but it was the East Coast, like D.C. and few in New York, but they was having gas shortages. Gas stations was running out of gas.
It's come out of nowhere. When the transition of power over to the Dems, here this mess come with the gas. You got wars kicking back off, you know what I'm saying, unrest.
Right.
You got the oil that's getting flooded in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The borders are out of control. So please tell me, what good has Joe and Kamala done? Please, someone tell me, what good have they done? Everybody wanted Trump out there because he talked so harsh. Because they couldn't take somebody giving them some harsh words. Now we got these guys here, and it's just all bad. In my opinion, like I said, just alone, my gas going up, I ain't with that. I'm a person, I like to get out and about. So you taking money out of my pocket.
Right.
I got things to do out here.
Yes, sir.
You know, they're saying gas could get up, you know, over $3 here. In some places, it is over $3 a gallon.
Right.
That's
right.
Out of control.
Yeah. And that speaks to the whole economy, too, because, to be honest, everything is going up. You know, if you pay attention at the grocery store, you know, the chicken, the orange juice, the milk and all this type of stuff, everything's going up. And that's because of, you know, inflation and, you know, them printing all this money. So gas is up there. Gas is, $2.89, $2.79.
So what has gotten better?
What has Joe Kamala do? What has gotten better with this administration? It's been some months now. What's gotten better?
Well, you know, as it pertains to black people, I don't think nothing. I think a lot of his supporters were kind of backtracking, were saying that he's not really doing too much for black people. And the one black girl who was, I think, his advisor on the campaign, this chick named Simone Sanders, they put out an article last week that she was upset that she didn't get picked for press secretary. You know, and she was one of the black people that was going hard for Joe and, you know, telling everybody to vote for him and this and that. But he played her on one of the White House positions. You know, so rumor is she upset. So the black people who voted for Joe Biden, I mean, pretty much this is what you get. This is what you ask for. Joe's not thinking about black people. He's not thinking about helping the black community. He would rather help LGBT community and immigrants before black people. So yeah, there it is. Like this is what they wanted, and this is what they getting. You know, so I digress. Though, you feel me? Queen Roger, did y'all want to hit the call lines, or what y'all want to do? We coming down on the last half hour.
I mean, already knew this was gonna happen. We said this right when Tunesy get in, then everybody that voted for him, they're going to be like, I never said he was going to do this. I just wanted Trump out. I just wanted Trump out.
Because he was mean.
Yeah.
Him mean.
Right. Okay, let's get to the caller. Larry Code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Boy, you guys are getting slower and slower getting to the callers.
We took a little minute today. I apologize. What's going on, Carla? How you?
Talking about them hot messes. And all. Hey, but you know the problem in black society is an ethnic group. Now, this is a problem. Let's say it's not normal, highly unnormal, is the imbalance you have between male and female. Numerically, the numbers in the population. If you got approximately 1.6 million more females than males,
Right.
What kind of problem is that going to cause, Roger? You're going to be out there messing with somebody else's husband, more likely.
Not me.
Contributing to the overall problem of infidelity. Well, I'm talking about you, a female. You take up for the females, right?
Yes, I'm a female, but you're saying that I will be out there with someone else's husband, and I just said not me.
I could agree with that, but it has to be happening because it's being talked about, infidelity and so on, and polygamy and polyamory. And so when you have that many more females, then when you do have males, you got to run them through, and females too, to the acceptability test.
Well, nowadays you have a lot of the gay community is growing rapidly. So a lot of those women that you just included in those numbers are not looking for men. So we probably back even.
Well, then that makes it bad for the population, because then we get back to the lack of the family and what the family has to bring. And when you look at these school scores that we have going on in these areas, when you look at the Normandy High School, where you got out of the hundreds of students that's in the high school that graduate, you only got 5% that's proficient in math. and 10 to 14% that's proficient in reading. That's a problem some people equate it to lack of responsible familyship. It ain't the only one. You go to Hazelwood, they got problems. Hazelwood East, Hazelwood Central, Hazelwood West. Hazelwood East is the least performing. Middle is next least performing, and it's starting to affect West. You know, whites and West is moving. So those are the realities and the problem. But there's some good things that's going on. And by the way, Kevin, lead don't stick to magnets. So whoever's doing that, putting a magnet on their veins, is crazy. They don't know what they're doing.
Right. No, I'm not going to argue that. But, yeah, those videos are out there. But yeah.
Well, even if there was an error in saying lead, it's something that's within the vaccine that's got another metal material that's making the magnet
right,
stick to the
metal,
lead.
Right, another metal,
right. Well, me and Mustafa are going to be sitting back watching to see what happened. Me and him openly state that we haven't taken no vaccination and won't, at least I won't. I don't know, they might put a gun on Mustafa and waterboard him to make him, I don't know. Now, another thing that's good, too, is the critical race theory that they're trying to get into these schools. And this is totally ridiculous.
Right.
Like they're trying to get it in Rockwood School District where white students are subjected to this type of ideology. That's totally wrong. The state statutes say parents can have whatever they want and don't want in their school district. And them teachers and administrators is trying to put that in against the will of the parents is wrong. But you had a group of Asian Americans in Virginia marched against the critical race theory too, saying that it's divisive. And you had states like Tennessee. Well, that's what they say. They got a right to say that. I'm sorry, it was Chinese American parents condemn critical race theory. It says heavy influence by such hate promoters. And let me tell you what it has. It has you are not a person, you are only your race, and by your race alone you will be judged. It says justice is not equal rights, but social justice or equity is about equal outcomes. There's no such thing as equal outcomes. How is that going to be put in place? Only social justice matters. Justice does not. To achieve equal outcomes, forget equal rights. Then it goes on. All blacks are oppressed and all whites are oppressor. This is systemic. Never ask whether oppression occurred, only how it occurred. Everyone and everything white is complicit. Now, who in the heck is going to let their child be taught that? What black person going to let their child be taught that? If you want to teach those type of ideologies, do it at home or do it in your church or some other venue, but not in public schools. I mean, it's
right. Well, I think, they have a right to challenge what's being taught to their kids at school. But I think it just comes down to white people not wanting to hear about white supremacy. They don't want to hear about the things that they do and how they get over and how the system is complicit and does give them an unearned, unfair advantage just based on them simply being white.
Well, that's not true, Kevin. Come on now.
That's in general. No, that is true. That's true.
How are you going to say all whites? You can't say all black women, so how are you going to say all whites?
In general. No. I'm saying in general, the system gives them an unearned, unfair advantage. That's what the system does. That's just what it is. And they don't want to stomach being taught that they talk about black people want handouts and, welfare and all this and pull yourself up when the system itself is the biggest handout for white people. The system itself
like what,
is the
Kevin?
Biggest welfare system that anybody like should have. You know what I'm saying? And they don't want to. They don't want to hear about that. I mean, what do you want to start? You want to start with home loans? You want to start with business loans? You want to start with redlining? You want to start with, like, where do you want to go?
Well, what are you talking
about?
As far as
how they get
on the
event.
Blacks get home loans, don't they?
Yeah, of course. Of course, yes.
Undocumented get home loans, don't they?
Right.
And they ain't even
and that's the problem because, and that's part of the problem, you letting these other groups get home loans before the very people who built this country.
Your black politicians are okay with that. The ones that you vote for.
I mean, that's
you got
that,
one
that's
in Congress that took Congressman Clay's spot, who's working very hard. That one is held up in a church over there in Webster Groves as a refugee, in a sanctuary, is going to be made a citizen. Them your politicians you vote for. So if you're voting for them, you're complacent.
Corey Bush took that spot.
In your private schools, Asians are penalized points on the SAT before they even start, where blacks and Hispanics are given points before they even.
That's not we. But see, those are not laws that black people made, so that's not on us.
No, they're
you know
not morals. They're
not
laws at all. They're rules that private
rules,
institutions
right,
are doing.
Whatever. Right, but that's not something that black people put in place. So, you know, that's not really on us. But at the end of the day, like I said, with the critical race theory, they just don't want their kids to be told that they have an unfair advantage.
Well, you shouldn't be telling. You shouldn't be talking about that in schools anyway. Matter of fact, you can't, because if you look at the rules that set for the type of curriculum, they make sure. And here's another point too: when a school district go to change, I know normally does change their social studies books, they leave a period open where the teachers and also parents can come in and review the books and give their opinion based on the survey. They got just as much input on that as anybody else. But anyway, I'll let somebody else speak.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, caller. Right on. Always good to hear from the caller. But yeah, I think parents do have a right. Excuse me. Parents do have a right to challenge what their kids are being taught in school. So yeah, I don't have a problem with that at all. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, with this whole uproar about critical race theory, the whole point of the system is to deny that it even exists. You know what I'm saying? And as long as you can do that, then you're able to manipulate and deceive folks. You know, you just totally just deny it exists. What are you talking about? Racism? No, it's 2021. There's no racism. There's no blah, blah, blah. Yet, when we, you know, look behind the scenes and look at the data, the numbers, men lie, women lie, the numbers don't, and we see that it costs more if you're born black. Like, these are just studies and statistics you can find anywhere. There's like, you know, a lot of people have done studies and things on the cost of being black in American society. Is that every black person? No, but we're talking about, in general, we're talking about the majority since, you know, people are lumped in race. Since race is general, we have to speak in general terms. And generally, it costs more, you know, whether you want to talk about monetary or time even, it costs more being black in this society than it does being white. And white people are given an unearned, unfair advantage off the gate, you know, like one dude said, they starting life on second base and thinking they hit a double. You know what I'm saying? No, you started out on second base. You didn't hit no double. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of where we at with that. But I digress. You know, if y'all want to respond to what the caller said, or you can go to the call line.
I don't have anything to say. You can hit the call line. Area code 319-572. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Well, I just want to say how you guys doing.
Hey, caller, thanks for calling.
All right, peace. Peace, peace, caller, peace.
What's happening?
Hey, don't hang up on me. Hello?
No. You good? You ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
What's
yeah.
on your mind?
Today I got to watch my daughter graduate. And
oh, congratulations.
And looking at the school that they went to, they were the only two people of color in that whole
school. Oh, wow.
They were surrounded by farmers.
Wow.
But it was good. But you guys were sitting there talking about gas prices, and
right.
If you guys don't know, I'm in the carpentry business. But lumber and building material has went up a lot.
Right.
You used to be
yes,
able
sir.
To get a regular two by four for $5. Now
right.
we're having to pay $12 and $15.
Right.
A sheet of plywood is about $100 a sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, us carpenters we're having to pay this extra cost because of the shortage from this pandemic.
Right.
And where is that going to get trickled down to? Who's going to end up having
contractors have to pay it. We have no choice.
Right. But I'm saying eventually it kind of messes up when we've already went
and did a bid on a job. Now we have to go back and rebid the job to mark the cost of the material. Otherwise, if we go with our old bid, we're going to eat our money.
So you have to rebid, your price is going to go up.
Unless you're rich, wood is lumber and building material is like gold right now.
Right.
Everything is going up right now because of this shortage.
Yes, sir.
And also, if you've noticed that the service industry has been having a hard time hiring people on because of they make it more on the unemployment, which I didn't hear you guys touch on, but a lot of the people are about to get the federal part cut out to make people go back to work. That people are making more money on unemployment than they're going to work. So they're having a hard time, you know, feeling like cook positions, you know, in the service industry. Clerks, cooks, waitresses, that, because a lot of these people are on this unemployment, that federal is about to get cut off because they got to make people go back to work. So. But I was just saying, figured I'd touch y'all on the building material going up. It's more than just gas, and all we can do is suck it up and deal with it or wait it out. So.
Right. Yes, sir. And I will. I bear witness to what you're talking about too, because I was actually. Looking to get some work done on the home, and that's what they was telling me about the building materials, that they had went up, another percentage point, because they had went up, beginning of the year or whatnot, or I believe last year, but then they had went up again.
No, we was at Menards. We was at Menards.
Right.
And they said buy this stuff now because at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, everything went up.
Goes up, yes, sir.
And they
go yes,
right
sir.
There on the spot. At 1 o'clock, everything goes up.
So, that's true. And, that's going to be, like I said, that's going to be due to the inflation. And the thing with shutting the economy down, like last year during the COVID, we still haven't really seen the effects, I don't believe, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? They tried to quote-unquote fix the economy by printing up all this money and giving out all these stimulus checks and whatnot. But the effects of that, I think we gonna see, you know, maybe a few months to a few years down the line, as far as everything going up. Like you say, the service industry is having a hard time keeping workers because they didn't raise the minimum wage to like $15. You know what I'm saying? So that puts a strain on the businesses. Businesses having to pay employees and still, you know, and still function, you know, as a business. So I think we go see the effects, you know, from the economy being shut down last year. We go see that in a year, you know, in some years down the line from now. But it's starting right now. With everything going up, that's starting right now. So, yeah, good point, Carla. Good point. So, yeah, family, we are here. We are coming down to the last 15 minutes of Collective Minds Radio. You know, we are back. We've been discussing what's been going on in the news, what's been happening here. As far as, you know, what's been going on in society. And we also talked about your boy Kevin Samuels as well. You know, his platform, and he's been getting, you know, some attention here lately, and people have been discussing basically how he speaks to women, in particular black women and whatnot. So, you know, some people love him, some people hate him. You dig? So it is what it is, as we say. But yeah, anything else y'all want to be touched on yet?
No, just you know, you know what I should have done? I wish I had played that clip of Umar Johnson responding to that guy Kevin, because I thought he made a pretty good point too, Dr. Umar. I think he
Dr. Dope Fiend.
Who's your
Dr. Dope Fiend Umar?
Dr. Umar Johnson.
Dr. Dope Fiend.
He made some good points though.
He probably was high.
Right, right.
He made some good points about that guy. So you okay with him talking like that and degrading black women? Well, no, you're not, because you're
I know it's a certain type of woman that needs to be chin checked like that. So he ain't bothering me.
But what about when you do it to women that don't though? That's a different thing.
The women
it ain't
who
like
don't.
He's being provoked. No, like even with the ladies with the clip that I played, she didn't deserve to be talked to like that. So
I'm
gonna
tell you why she did.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why she did deserve to be talked like that. It's because of the type of man that she was looking for. She looking for a type of man that's way up here on this pedestal. She too good for an average Joe. You know, so the way he talked crazy to her, that's the way her and her girlfriends talk about the average man. They just ain't got a platform to bash him. But they ain't...
But you don't know that because she She said she dated
average. And I know what
she's
looking for.
She said
she
dated
average. And what happened?
She said because the responses that she would get from them made her think, well, maybe I should try something new. So it's not like she always, from what I heard in the interview, the response that she got from the men that she was dating prior, it made her decide or think to say, okay, let me try something new. And it's okay with trying something new. What's wrong with that? What is wrong with the fact that, because it ain't like she did not get on that interview at all and ever say, forget an average man, screw y'all, talking bad about him, none of that. She said from the gate she was dating average men that made even less than her, but because of her experience, it made her think, okay, let me try something different. And there's nothing wrong with that. Why does that make her a bad person?
Well,
to be deserved.
She
should have
made things
decided,
work.
So because she decided to say, okay,
she should have made it work with her baby daddy.
I'm gonna try something different. It made it okay for him to talk about her like that and call her, you know, broad and all those. So because she decided and made a conscious choice in her head to say, let me try something different. She didn't say y'all some dummies or these men this and that. She didn't talk about them or none of that. So because she just said, let me try something different. You saying she deserved to be talked to in a degrading manner? I mean, that's a question.
No, he shouldn't have cussed her out. But she got it.
I heard the whole interview, too. All right, exactly. She got it because that's how he is. Poor just black women, period. You don't have to do nothing. You just have to be a black woman, and you're going to get it because that's what he do. He treats
I'm not
this
that
is his
far.
Stereotype.
I disagree with.
This
I disagree
is stereotype. With
that.
I've seen, now you may have seen more episodes than me, but all the ones I've seen quite a few because I've been looking every day since you showed me, and he has the same. It's just one. Finally today, I ran across one where he wasn't so rude to the lady, but she was so. She agreed with him, and he didn't have a reason to come for her. So it was one. So I'm sure there's other ones because she submitted some of the women.
She just agreed with him
even when he was saying like, okay, well, it was mainly and really what it was, she was keeping the smoke off of herself by talking about her friends. So she kept it diverted from her. So I think that was probably a strategy of hers because she didn't really want him to come for her. So she kept it very smooth where he really would not have had to engage about her personally. She was talking about her friends. And that was the only one out of all this time that I found that he didn't just really go rude on somebody. But, okay, if I watched 20 videos and only one, you don't degrade a black woman, but the rest of the 19, this is what I'm saying, you're degrading black women. That ain't cool. I don't even see how anybody could
think
that's okay.
He cussed her out because he tries to give them some advice on what they need to do, and they keep making excuses for their situation. And out of frustration, they get cussed out. Instead of just saying, yeah, I messed up, and I need to do something different. Hey, tell me what I need to do. They be having all these excuses and stuff, so they get the smoke. That one woman, she wasn't humbled herself. She put down her friend, and, yeah, she didn't get it. Old girl got hit up because she humble herself and say, Kevin, tell me what I need to do to get this type of man that I need.
She did say that. She asked me.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to that again. And what did he tell her? There's nothing she could do?
He said it was
over for her, right?
Yeah, and then he basically said just date an average man.
Yeah, he told her hard up, hardcore. That it's too late,
but
baby. You're trying to get these things now, but you're over age. You got a grown son. This man that you're looking for don't want you. And she still, and he just telling him, hey, you ain't going to get that. Finally, by the frustration, she got cussed out and kicked off.
It wasn't finally out of frustration.
Instead of realizing that it's over. Realizing it's over.
That's the problem with you black women.
She messed up.
That's the problem with
you. And she should be a learning example. Other women should learn from her mistakes.
So let me ask you this. because I can't remember. Do you also subscribe to Tommy Sotomayor? You think what he does is how he speaks to black women is okay as well? Because they just the same.
As far as Tommy goes, you know what I feel about Tommy is.
I don't remember.
The generalizing. And I did say earlier, I'm with you on that. You should not generalize and group of this, say all women are this way. I don't like that. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. Things with Tommy, you can't out-group all women. But it is a lot of things that Tommy say that is true. He just be grouping all black people in that. And it's the same thing. I don't like that. But you can't take away some it's truth to some of the things that he say.
I ain't talking about that. I'm just saying the fact that how he...
You're talking about
how he
all black women
in. Yeah, but, and then how he be so rude. And just... I don't just condone... And I know you and I may see things different when it comes to communicating with people because you okay with going hard on somebody. You know I tease you all the time and call you the provoker. You don't mind going hard. Sometimes I think you like to see smoke and energy. You like to see conflict. I don't get off on that. I don't like to see bloodshed and conflict and just roughhousing on somebody. I don't like to provoke people. I don't like to see people being provoked. I'm more of a peacemaker. I don't like to see all that stuff. You know, so I think that's probably what it is. You don't mind seeing it, and so you feel like, shoot, sometimes it needs to just let it happen because you don't mind seeing it. For me, somebody grudge or cringe at something like that, I try to look for ways not to go down that lane. Because if a person don't mind seeing it, you don't care. You like, whatever, something, hey, let it happen if it happens.
Perfect.
I don't mind. You can go make
that's
a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It's just like, you know, you didn't like some of the harsh comments that Trump made, and a lot of people didn't like his harshness. But at the end of the day, he was making some good moves, better than what this pimp, smooth-talking pimp is doing now. So, yeah, I see sometimes it ain't no problem with just telling it how it is. Getting to the point, rip the Band-Aid off the womb and just blast the person and give them the hardcore truth.
But I think that's different.
Especially if it is
different.
A truth. If it's a truth.
Yeah, but I think that's different.
And
I'm okay with being upfront and straightforward. I'm okay with that. That's not my issue. I'm actually okay with that. But you ain't got this because you want to be upfront and straight with a person. And like I said, if you want to tell somebody that they stink, if you just want to be like, look, you got an odor or you stink, that's okay. But if you want to be like, look, you little dirty, stanky little MF, you stink. Now, to me, that's different. That's different.
They came because, like I said, because old girl couldn't
you
humble
told them
herself.
They stank the first time.
Just,
and they still came around you stinking. So you went on
here. You still making excuses of why you stink. Well, I think because... And, you know, this is why I stink, and because instead of just saying, damn, well, fuck, I stink. This kid making all these excuses why you stink, so then you get told off. And that's what happens to some of these women. They just get hit hard. They get slapped. That's why he makes a little sound, so they get slapped up.
And you can see people, Mufasa and Raiju, we ain't in agreement right here. It's okay. It's collective minds.
We ain't all
got to
think alike.
Got to think. Exactly. So we're going to sign off. And we want to thank everybody for calling in. The show about to wrap up. We didn't get a chance to get more callers. But give us a call next week, Sunday, 6 p.m., 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, the brothers. word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper, who beepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talkin'.
Collective mind.